here in the studio, and boy, we've got a, it's kind of a cloudy day, but we did bring a couple bright young guys in the studio. We have Garrett Williams and Evan Reber, Reber, I should say, yeah. I should know that, shouldn't I? Anyway, those guys are coming down here. Well, first, go ahead, Garrett, tell your folks and what office you have.
I am Garrett Williams. My parents are TJ Williams and Bobby Hoffman. I am a student advisor for Watertown Area FFA chapter.
Okay, Evan, go ahead.
I'm Evan Reiber, and my parents are Tammy and Jerry Reiber, and I'm the vice president.
All right, so we're going to, first of all, what do you want to talk about first? You want to talk about the FFA banquet coming up?
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead, Garrett.
So May 4th, we have our yearly banquet just to get the people that have won awards throughout the year and recognize people that have done or strived throughout the year and just make sure that they're noted and congratulated for what they've done.
It's always a fun time. Good food, too.
Yeah.
Good meal to start off with and then good program in between. You get to meet a lot of the kids, and a lot of kids they hear on the radio, but they see throughout the year, are involved with some of that, Evan. A lot of the kids are up there that people see around, and it's kind of fun to recognize these kids.
Yep, and a lot of them are getting their awards, such as their green hands for the first and second year members, and then the chapter for the kids who've gotten the green hand. And then they'll be recognized if they placed well at CDEs and team events. So.
Well, and you guys, Watertown, did quite well at the state FFA convention this year. I know he talked to you. As you got, what, sixth place or fifth?
Yep, sixth.
Sixth, okay. And so it's always kind of fun. Your team didn't do well, but you did as an individual, and sometimes it takes four people to get through that. But you also have a speaker. You know who the speaker is going to be this year? Any idea?
We haven't decided on that one yet.
All right. But that is coming up. Okay, now I want to get to something now. You guys are having maybe, do you guys want to talk about the alumni thing, or you want to talk about the auction first?
We'll go with the auction.
All right.
So this year, to draw back some alumni, we decided to do a labor auction. So our members give up some of their time to support our chapter, and the people that are at the banquet can bid on our members for help around the house, or I guess not cleaning, because everybody said no cleaning. So,
well, there's only... If you're looking for someone to clean the house or the bathrooms, I think there's only about one or two there that didn't specifically put that down. But otherwise, you guys, but pick and rock. Nobody put no pick and rock or haul them in or any of that stuff.
I guess just cleaning is not okay.
Yeah, no cleaning. What labor you will not perform? Cleaning houses, bathrooms. Cleaning. I'll do just about everything. There you go. Cleaning houses, no cleaning bathrooms. Picking fruit, no picking fruit. Fix fence, no fixing fence. But Evan, picking rock and haul of manure is still there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, you know, better than cleaning.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, they have like, anyway, they're going from 2 hours up to 24 hours, some people. Wow.
Yep, just kind of a thing to, we work it in with their schedule. So once you get bought by the person, you'll work out your schedule throughout the summer and get your hours in that way.
So it doesn't have to be a one-time thing. That 24-hour day would be kind of a long day.
You can break it up. You can do it however you need to. So
who come up with that, how to do that? You guys get together and just kind of, is everybody doing it, or did some decide not to do it?
Everybody, we made it so everybody had to do it this year, just because we want to try it and see if it works. And next year we might offer so that they might not have to do it, and depends on what they feel.
How many kids are going to be doing this now? It's got to be about 17, 13. I guess I could count them. Why don't you count them, Mark, and you tell me, and we'll be talking more about this. So now they come up and they buy you, and they buy that many hours. What, they'll everybody have a list of what it is?
We'll have a slideshow kind of going as it goes along, and we'll have a 17. Auctioneer going. And so as the slideshow comes up, kind of a little bit about who they are and, you know, what they're going to be doing. And then it'll just kind of be like a regular auction with pretty much anything.
So money you raise is going to be used for what?
It's going to go back to our chapter. That's just about everything we do. We don't, and it'll help pay for a banquet and stuff. So That would be nice.
It's always nice to have money because you guys do go on trips and camps and other stuff. So that will be nice. Always extra nice to have a little extra money for the chapter to work with, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, Mrs. Wecamp, come up. And I'm going to have you read the names of the kids that are going to go on here. So they'll recognize a lot of them. Now, when we go, we are talking to these guys. Anybody can come to that? For the auction or?
Yes, anybody can come. The biggest thing is we will be starting an alumni chapter this fall. So you do not need to be an FFA alumni to be a part of the alumni chapter. It's more for the people that want to support the ag program and support the FFA program.
So it's a time where these guys come, and I said nobody wanted to clean. Clean bathrooms,
but you noticed that too, huh?
I said no, I didn't see any rock.
Maybe it was just at your house they didn't want to clean the bathroom. Yeah.
Well, a lot of my wife, she likes to clean.
A lot of these kids are thinking that their parents are going to buy them, and that's the reason why they put on there, no cleaning the bathrooms.
Well, and the thing is, they didn't put anything about hauling rock and hauling manure. That's what
I'm going to be buying them for.
Get some free, labor for some of that. Well, let's talk about the kids are going to do it. Then I want to get into alumni.
All right, so we will have 17 kids up for auction, and it will be at the banquet. They all decided how many hours they wanted to donate it, and if you buy them, you can split up the hours as they can work 2 hours this day and another 2 hours the next day. It's totally up to you how you want to do that. They put things on there. They will perform and will not perform, and as you can, you will see in a second that they will not do a lot of cleaning. So our first one is Claire C. Holmstrom. She is donating 8 hours, and she will do anything. She will not clean bathrooms, though. Evan Reiber, he is donating 5 hours. He'd rather do anything with manual labor, so that picking rock is great for him. But he will not clean either.
He said he doesn't like to clean at home either.
If you talk to his mom, she would agree. Okay. Then we got Garrett Williams next. He is donating a whole 24 hours, so you can split that up as you please. And he is a manual labor also and no cleaning. Next, we got Dylan Zimmerman. He is donating 6 hours, but however, he said if you want him for more hours, he will willing to donate that, and he's hoping to get a job out of this. He will do any manual labor, and he said he's easygoing and that he'll do pretty much about anything. So cleaning is on the list for him. Abby Engel is going to donate 24 hours. She is also rather do manual labor and will not do any cleaning houses.
She's really good at it. She really likes to hunt and do sports
stuff. She does, and she's very good at the mechanical stuff. She competed in ag mechanics, and she loves doing that stuff too, and she's good at it. Next, we have Bailey Schlatterbeck. She is donating 2 hours. She rather help out with cleaning up around the yard, but she will not clean the bathrooms. Derek Mason, 24 hours. He is also a manual labor guy. He does help out on the farm. He does work for landscaping and everything, so he does know how to do all the outsides, and he's a good worker too. John Ingalls, 4 hours, manual labor, no cleaning. Sierra Huck, she's donating 4 hours. She'll do almost anything, but she doesn't want to be involved in any fruit picking. It's weird what these kids come up with, right?
Yeah, but they got all year to use
them. Yep, they have all year to use the hours. Rachel Ronnie, she's donating 12 hours. She will do anything. She said there's nothing that she won't perform. Icha Andringa, she will donate 12 hours. She will also do anything. Morgan Anderson, 5 hours, anything. Joe Daigle, 3 hours, manual labor, will not do cleaning. I think it's a boy thing, not doing cleaning, right?
I don't like cleaning either. I don't even like cleaning my workbench.
Grant Lair, 2 hours. Anything with tractors involved. He loves tractors. He loves fixing on tractors. He will not perform fruit picking, fencing, or cleaning. Again, it's a trend. Then we got Morgan Cole, 2 hours cleaning up around the yard or anything, but she will not clean bathrooms. And Fallon Peterson, 4 hours. She loves painting, sewing, helping around the yard. She will not fix fence. So
you do it. There's a lot of different jobs they can do. I can see painting and stuff around.
I got a couple sheds that need to be repainted. Sheds, right. So the advisor here is going to be purchasing a couple children.
But anyway, they were saying they're going to have a little something about them on a slideshow, and then
Yep. So it is our awards banquet too. So you will also get to see what the kids do throughout the year with their competitions, LDEs, CDEs, all that stuff. They'll get their awards. And then we will be doing a supper too. So a supper will be involved too. And then you kind of get to see and get back into the FFA and agriculture program.
Okay, should we take a minute break or so, Mark? And then I want to come back. I want to talk about the alumni FFA. Anyway, welcome back to Ag Hour. Chuck and Mark here in the studio, and we have Miss Wiekamp here again with Garrett Williams and Evan Reiber. God, how come I want to call you a Reiber? Anyway, let's talk about the alumni and what you're trying to start here.
Alumni chapter is... Basically, it kind of supports us and gets the community involved back into agriculture, but it not only supports the FFA program, it also supports our ag classes, which we need help growing and getting the word out there. And it's, you do not have to be a part of the, or an alumni, I guess would say. You never had to be an FFA whatsoever to be part of the alumni chapter. Alumni chapter is more of there of if I need a judge, I can call the alumni chapter and be like, hey, can someone supply me a judge and come help out with a competition today? Or we need so much money to send a kid to camps or anything. It helps supports them and gets these kids out there also. There's a lot of involvement, and it's just more support of the FFA chapter.
Well, it's nice to have some people to know what's going on in the FFA chapters so that they can come, and if you need some support, whether it be with the local school or other stuff, it's nice to have that.
Exactly, and it's the biggest thing. We want to get back out into the community like we are supposed to, and we want to get these kids jobs and everything, and so just knowing these connections and getting these people, our students back into these connections, can get these into job, even internships or job shadowing with these guys too.
Well, it'd be nice, even some of the ag businesses around an agribusiness, yep, that could get them in the some of the kids, because a lot of these kids are in a stage where the FFA members on what they want to do, and
yep,
everybody, you know, there's a lot of things going through. It's nice to be able to see the shadow, like you said.
Yeah, and that's where the alumni chapter, they have those connections of, hey, did you ever talk to these people? And I'm like, I don't know these people. So it's kind of making those connections to get back there in the community and just getting that support. And if you have a strong support, then you have a strong chapter.
And your chapter is, like I said, did quite well at the state convention. So it was fun to talk to all the students there. Anyway, let's give that date again, and we're going to have to move on, but let's give that date. And
Our banquet is May 4th. It starts at 6:30 p.m. at Lake Area Technical Institute. It is on the fourth floor. Supper is provided. If you have questions, you can email me at ashley.wiekamp@k12.sd.us, or you can call 882-6380. That's the Northeast Technical number. They will get a hold of me. Please RSVP. Like I said, everyone is welcome. We do have a labor auction, and we just want your support getting back into the community. And that's the night we'll kind of sign up for the alumni chapter, see how many members we can get involved.
Okay. Evan Garrett, just want to say, come on up and give us a shot and buy us.
Yeah. I'm donating 24 hours of manual labor, no cleaning. That's all I got.
Okay, Evan?
I mean, I'm donating 5 hours manual labor with no cleaning, and really, manual labor is anything you need it.
All right. Way to sell yourself, boys.
All right, yeah, there we go. Good job. Anyway, thank you.